Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we will be talking about new and improved versions of ourselves. I know that many of you go into a store and you're looking for your favorite food, your favorite snack, and you'll see the box or the wrapper and it'll say new and improved or new look, same great taste. But it's interesting because, you know, many of us, we see that on a box of food or a snack. But what about thinking about how we can be new and improved in our own life? How we can have a new and improved version of ourselves? Why not start today? But how do we get that? It's not having different packaging. It's not about that, right? We were wanting to actually make improvements inside and how those internal improvements actually help us externally and how to make that happen. So right now is the best time of year to start looking at that. How can I make changes in my life? What changes, more specifically, can I make to be able to feel more at ease, to feel more at peace, to feel happier, healthier, and to be that new version, that new improved version of myself? It's about improvement. It's about working to be better than we were yesterday. And that's the key. That's the key from A to B here. And so we definitely want to go that direction. And I want to begin starting with our interactions with relationships. Our relationships. Because relationships, almost everything in our life is based on relationships, right? Everything in our life is based on a relationship. You know, a relationship that we have at work, a relationship that we have at home, a relationship that we have in the family, a friendship that we have. Most of our life, or at least most of our happiness or unhappiness, joy or pain, is fueled by our relationships. And so those relationships are very important. And in order for us to be new and improved and to be a better, more well-rounded version of ourselves, we have to get a hold of our relationships, understanding those very well, seeing those clearly, understanding that, processing that, and then seeing what we can do to make changes and augmentations to our situation to feel better about our life. And this is so powerful. This is going to be a really powerful show. It might be a show that many of you might want to listen to a couple of times, maybe sharing it with friends, listening to it in the car. It might be something you want to listen to multiple times, just like a good motivational or affirmational piece, but it's based on principles that can actually, you know, propel you forward, not just talking about it or discussing things that don't necessarily work. So we're going to be talking about ways of really seeing things clearly to better gauge our life, to better understand, to better process, but ultimately to be able to have that new and improved life that we want here and now. So let's begin with talking about what do we want to improve in our life in the relationship department. And the first relationship kind of area that comes to mind are those family relationships. Now, I'm not talking about marriage here or children. I'm talking about those family dynamics that we have with mom and dad. So if mom and dad are still alive, and even if mom and dad are still not alive, because see, a lot of people goof up on this because they don't see it. Like if a family member has passed and there's still some work that needs to be done or some internal work that you need to do to overcome that, to deal with it, to understand it, to move on, that's got to be done. You know, sweeping this under the rug and saying everything's going to be fine no longer works. It never worked. There was a time in our society where it worked. There was a time in our society when it worked because everybody else was doing it and it was the thing to do. I mean, there was a time in our society when, you know, seeking help was just taboo and that, you know, but it's not like that anymore. So it's time for us to get into the current moment. And, you know, we're graduating another year again here, so we might as well start integrating that. So the family dynamic with mom or dad, you know, how is the relationship with your mom? How is the relationship with your dad? what could be different? What would you like to see different? And that's one of the biggest questions I have is, like, you know, when you're thinking about life and you're thinking about, okay, hey, I want to see these things in my life. You know, I want to see this change or augment. What is it that you want to see? So if there's a dynamic between mom and dad, or, you know, with you and your mom, what is that dynamic? And when you look at that dynamic, okay, what about that dynamic is not working for you? Is that the interaction? Is it the conversation? Is it the miscommunication? What is it that's not working? And I want you to think about that, because that is some really powerful stuff. That is some really healthy stuff to understand, because, okay, let's say, like, you really, really care about your mom, or you really, really, really care about your dad. And I think many of you do. I think most of you care about your family. You care about it. You care about them at a high level. You care about them. And that's awesome. That's amazing. But there is some disconnection. There's an inability to communicate. There's an inability to express one's feelings out of fear. Maybe you're worried how they're going to perceive you, or how they're going to see what you have to say. Perhaps you're worried on how they're going to interpret something, and you feel scared about that interpretation. And so you hold all this in, when in reality, we're not getting far because we're not growing. We're unable to grow. And because we're unable to grow, we're not being able to take the relationship to the next level. Because we're not able to take the relationship to the next level, things can't get better. We feel like we're stagnating. We feel like the conversation has stagnated. So all these things are taking place. Very interesting. And so if there is something that's standing in the way of communicating honestly, what is that that's standing in your way? You know, the one thing we can't do is we can't change other people. Okay, so that's one of the mantras. That's one of the things I want you to think about today, is that, you know, I can't change other people. I can change myself. See what I'm saying? So doesn't that feel better just when we say it? I can't change other people. It kind of feels like, eh, well, I can't change them. That's the end of the road there. There's no light at the end of the tunnel on that statement. Well, I mean, okay, I get it. But no, we can't change them. Now, what we can do is we can change ourselves. And in our modification of ourselves, sometimes people do augment themselves because we're no longer feeding into their stuff. Okay, we're no longer feeding into that stuff that we were feeding into, and we're no longer feeding into it anymore. And so now we don't have to worry about it because we're not feeding into it anymore. So what do we do next? And that's what I really want you to think about. What do we do next? We're not feeding into it. It's very powerful. Okay, so that's the key, is as we work on the stuff that we're going to be talking about in today's radio show and today's podcast, whether you're listening to it on the live on the radio or later on the podcast version, whether it's on Spreaker, Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or any, or iHeart, or any of those Mixcloud, or any of that SoundCloud, whatever you're listening to. The concept is that we have to begin to see what we're doing in our life. And one of the things that I find is, like, literally we have to begin by seeing the situation clearly. Okay? How do we begin to see the situation clearly? Because we got to see it clearly. What is happening? You know, it's like if you got to really look at it, and you got to look at it without judgment. And that's so hard. That's so hard because we're used to judging. We're used to people judging us. We're used to being judged. We're used to people judging us. We're used to judging ourselves. Right? All these things we're used to doing. And so, you know, why stop now? If we're used to judging, why stop now? But I need you to take a look at it. So some of the homework is one of the big things is, you know, we have to remember that you have to catch your judgment. You have to catch your judgments, and I'm not just talking about your judgments of others. I'm talking about the judgments of yourself, too. Because many of you are judging yourself a lot. You're judging yourself on what you're doing, what you're not doing, what you could be doing, what you're not doing, what other people are doing and you're not doing. All those things that you're judging yourself on. And it's hard. These are hard things to break. This isn't like easy breezy. This, you know, I wish it was like going down to the store and, you know, and buying something that's right there on the shelf and getting back, you know, and checking out and getting back in the car and going, I'm done. I've done it all. I'm ready. I'm good. No, it's not that easy. It's not. I wish I could make it that easy for you. But I can't, but I can give you the tools to make it happen. So I need you to start catching that judgment. That's going to be hard because many of you do this all the time. You're constantly judging yourself. You're constantly ridiculing yourself. You know, you're doing it because you say you want to be better. But is it that you want to be better or is it you're just used to beating yourself down? Okay. So let's go back to that concept, right? The relationship, whether it's mom or dad, sister or brother, aunt or uncle, you know, somebody that matters to you. Blood relative, or adopted relative, whatever, and how that affects you. Because we can only have a relationship with somebody as honest as we're willing to be. And I'm not saying that we are mean or cruel. That's not what honesty is. That's not what honesty is. What I'm saying is that being able to at least communicate some of our feelings, being able to communicate some of our feelings and being able to, you know, to be able to say how we feel, articulate that to some degree. And how do we articulate that? How do we do that? And that's a question. That's a question because, you know, we might not be able to say everything we feel. And sometimes, you know, saying everything is not necessarily the best. Okay, I know some people, God bless them in my life. But they tell you everything they're thinking, and sometimes it's a little narcissistic, to be honest with you. It really is. It's like, I'm glad that you feel comfortable with telling me all that, but, you know, there's certain things that, you know, maybe I don't need to know, or there's certain things that I'm not saying that to you directly. Maybe I'm not saying that we have to lie or filter, but I think there's some things that we can leave out to still get the same gist. And this is not about lying. It's just about expressing ourselves in a way where we're getting the point across, but we're not posing judgment or pushing blame. And that's a big deal, too, because we're only going to get so far with some of these conversations. The last thing we want to do is push blame or make somebody feel bad. That's not going to get us in a good spot at all. That's actually going to put us in a bad spot, in a negative spot, in an unhealthy spot, and in a spot where somebody is not going to communicate back. We're not going to be happy with us on the way back. So we really got to allow that to be. So we need to focus on that if we're going to express our feelings to somebody. And we need to do it slowly. We don't want to do it all at one time. You know, if you haven't been expressing your feelings, the last thing you want to do is have an avalanche of feelings all at one time. Slowly but surely wins the race. And so opening that line of communication slowly, having that conversation slowly, being able to communicate slowly and effectively over a period of time gets us a lot better to where we need to be at than all at one time. And I know it's so hard to hold back sometimes. It's just so hard to hold back, and I totally understand that. But sometimes we have to do that for everybody concerned and for the best of ourselves, because sometimes when we don't hold back and we don't reserve ourselves, we can find ourselves in a sticky situation. Stay tuned. There's a lot more coming up. Don't change the channel. Don't turn off the podcast. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'll be talking about the new year, the new and improved you, and how we can become that new and improved person by just working on some aspects of our life and figuring out where are those aspects that we want to improve. And with many of you, I believe that it starts with your relationships. And our relationships can bring us joy, our relationships can bring us pain and suffering. And right before the break, I was talking about family relationships, those parent dynamic relationships with your mom and dad, even if they've passed, dealing with some of that. It's harder when there is no closure as far as having that other person across the table from you to communicate. But, you know, dealing with some of the past, you know, going through that, whether you need to, you know, work with a life coach or a therapist or a minister to really think about that. And if you'd like to work with me, definitely check out AshleyBurgess.com. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, and you can click on the coaching sessions tab, and you can kind of learn all about that as well. I also have other folks that work with me as well, too, that specialize in various different things that we can talk about. And you can also reach out on that contact page on the website, going back to AshleyBurgess.com, clicking on that contact page, and you can send us a message, and I will respond back, or we will respond back within 48 hours. So, think about it, those family relationships, you know, opening the lines of communication, whether it's a brother or sister, you know, that you really want to reconnect with. And I'm not saying that this is the end-all, be-all to family. There's some family members that maybe it's best that you let it go if it was extremely toxic or extremely painful. But dealing with that pain and suffering that you dealt with has to be dealt with. You know, sweeping it under the rug and acting like it doesn't exist doesn't help. It doesn't do anything. It actually creates more pain and suffering because we take that energy out on the other relationships in our life, causing more strain and more pain. And so I really need you to think about that. But if it's like a relationship that you think could be much better if the communication was open, or a relationship that you're trying to reconnect with that wasn't extremely bad at all, but y'all kind of ended up drifting, or there was some misunderstandings, those types of things can really help us to engage in a more meaningful life. And sometimes people might not be, as easygoing in the beginning as we are to work out things. And so what I'm saying is that if you're wanting to work on something, think about this as kind of, it might not happen by the timeline you'd like. And that's one of the things I really want you to think about, is it might not happen on the timeline you want. And be prepared for that. Because sometimes, you know, we get sad or we get down because something's not happening the way we want it to, or not happening at the timeline that we want it to. So realize the timeline is fluid, and try to reengage in that thought often, because I think when we don't, we get sad. We feel like we have lost out. Things are not working for us. And so I want you to think about that. Okay, what about marriage? Many of you are married. You have a spouse, significant other, long-term boyfriend or girlfriend. Is there some communication issues that we need to have? Communication issues? Are there some communications and conversations that we're needing to have? What is being left out right now? What is being left out right now? And these are the questions you got to ask. What is being left out right now? What are we leaving out right now? What are the things that we can gain and talk about? And some of these things are not great. Some of these things are not fun. Some of these things are overwhelming and stressful. But I know one thing by listening to client after client here in sessions. If we don't ever talk about it, it doesn't ever get resolved. If we don't ever bring it up, the other person doesn't even know that we're dealing with it, or that we're upset by it. Or they're able to sweep it under the rug too, because we're not talking about it. And so eventually over time, it's going to create the problem anyway. Eventually over time, this is all going to fall apart anyway. We have to accept the reality that we need to do what we can do now to make the changes we need to make now, or at least state our truth and begin to try to open up communication to try to be the one that saves the situation. So stay tuned. I'll be talking more about that, more about relationships, more about the gratitude piece, and also about the judgment piece. So don't change the channel. I'll be right back. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
USA News Update, we are hearing an assortment of reactions to the death of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez says as his loss is mourned, quote, "We celebrate his life because it was a life given in service to Jesus Christ." Benedict was 95 when he died this morning. His funeral is scheduled for Thursday in St. Peter's Square. Flowers are being placed on the star of Barbara Walters at Hollywood's Walk of Fame. The pioneering broadcast journalist died Friday in New York at the age of 93. She was known for her 4 decades at ABC News, where she was the first woman to anchor a nightly national newscast. The stage is set for tonight's celebration in the Big Apple. It'll be the first time since the start of the pandemic that Times Square could be packed to full capacity on New Year's Eve. Yesterday, officials tested the crystal ball that will be lowered as the clock strikes midnight and ushers in the start of 2023. Kenneth Burns, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jay Fusey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about the new and improved you. Not just new packaging like we see foodstuffs at the grocery store when we go by, oh, it's new and improved, you know, improved version, same great taste. Not like that, just the concept that this is new and improved and how we can make changes in our life right now, especially incremental changes with our relationships to make our lives healthier, happier, and just more at peace. And right before the break, I was talking about the marriage concept. You know, many of us, you know, we've been married, you have a spouse, significant other for a long period of time, and there's water under the bridge, there's things that need to be discussed, there's things that need to be talked about, and there's a lot of stress and anxiety around that, and the problem with that is it doesn't help out anything. It keeps putting things on the back burner. Maybe the communication's not coming out. You know, maybe the kids being involved is also creating more havoc as well because there is no communication. Maybe the kids, for the most part, is what's holding the relationship together. Okay, but we got to figure out what are the things that are bothering us, what are the things that we can do to change that, and how do we augment that? How do we change that? How do we augment that? And what do we do right now? And I want you to start thinking about that. And the first question you got to ask yourself, if it has to do with your marriage, is first off, I got to see the situation clearly. What does the situation look like? Where are the problems? Okay, so you got to look at the situation. Where are the problems? What do we need to address? Okay, what do you need to address first? The problems. And then, you know, what part is each person playing? So what part are you playing in this? What part are they playing in this? And how do we begin to work this out? How do we begin to work this out? How do we begin to figure out, okay, what do we need to talk about? How do we open up the line of communication? What part am I playing in it? First thing is to address the fact of what part are you playing in it? Because I think a lot of times we first go to what part the other person's playing in it. The problems with the other person, what they're doing, what's going on, that sort of thing. And I think that in and of itself takes us off target. That in and of itself takes us off target from where we need to be at. Because we're too busy thinking about what this other person's doing and not addressing the actual information we need to be addressing. Because they might be doing something, they might be pushing your buttons, they may be triggering you, they may be avoidant, right? They may be anxious, whatever it is, they're triggering you, and you're feeling a certain way, and that's true. However, what is happening, how are you responding to that, or you know, how is that affecting you, and then how are you responding to that, and then how is that impacting the relationship? Because it's a perfect storm, remember? I do this, you do that. You do this, I do that. It's not in a vacuum. So think about it, okay, if this has been going on for a while, how did it start? And then why are we pushing under the rug? Is it because we don't want to deal with it? Is it because we don't want to change the lifestyle? Is it because of the friendship that exists? Is it because of the children? Is it because of the religious aspect? All of these things are parts and pieces of one thing. So all of these things kind of rotate around one another. And these are the things that we need to evaluate. These are the things that can really help us to see our truth very, very well. And this is where I want to go from here. I really want us to see things. I really want us to connect with things and understand that. So thinking about that, what part am I playing? What part is the other person playing? And how is the interaction a perfect storm? Because it takes the two people to interact a certain way. It takes the two people to interact a certain way to get there. If we're not acting or reacting, it's not happening. So something is continuing to keep connecting the dots here. And we have to see what that is. We have to see what that looks like to be able to understand what we can do to maybe stop what we're doing on our side, but also how not to continue to engage fire and fire. Or the opposite. Maybe you are an avoidant and they are an avoidant. Maybe you're an avoidant, you know, and maybe there's a part of them that's anxious that's creating this reality. So every time you avoid them, they get more and more anxious, worried, trying to get resolution resolved from you, and you keep pulling away even more. Okay, think about that. Very important. And I find that some of the hardest situations is when both people are avoidant. Because both people are just avoidant. You're just doing your own thing. I mean, that can lead to a relationship that lasts a long time based on the sheer number because neither one of you want to have an argument. You know, neither one of you, you know, want to engage at a level that creates any argument or any ill will. And so you sweep it under the rug again. And that's what I want you to think about. So you sweep it under the rug again. And that in and of itself needs to be addressed. That in and of itself needs to be looked at. Because those are the big issues, you know, like with the relationship. What is that? Because those are the things we can be new and improved with. Now, it's not going to change overnight. I want you to remember that. Again, remember some of these pieces that I talked about. I can't change other people. I can change myself. And also to be aware, this is not going to change overnight. Because you need to know that, because if you're coming from a different perspective and thinking it is, you're going to just be disillusioned and angry and resentful. You know, you're going to be disillusioned, angry, and resentful. And in that process, you might actually just stop doing this altogether, avoid it altogether. And I'm just trying to help you to create the relationships you want in your life so that you are happy and healthy with where you are and where you want to be in your life. And that's what's so powerful. That's what I'm wanting to help you with. That's what I'm wanting to secure in your life. And that's where I want us to go from A to B. So definitely want to get there, create that, help you make that. And that's why we're having this discussion today. And, you know, the other relationships, obviously, you know, our work relationships are important. You know, having that relationship with our boss, having that relationship with our coworkers. And there might be some frictions and that sort of thing, but being able to actually have conversations. And, you know, I know that some of you might not be working in an environment where you feel like you can speak your truth, but I think that, you know, slowly and constantly kind of putting ideas out there can go a long way. And if you are in a relationship at work that is very toxic as far as you are yelled at or called names, whatever it is that's going on or talked about behind your back, that sort of thing, I mean, those need to be explored. Those issues need to be explored and understood, because that's not going to be leading itself to a good spot. But, you know, what kind of part are we playing? What role are we playing? What role are they playing? And understanding how to get some middle ground. You know, our friendships play a large role in our life, too. Our friendships play a large role, and those friendships can either really, 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 really just be really amazing in our life and contribute to our happiness and our health and our growth and all that, or it doesn't. And, you know, we have to look at each one of these friendships in a way to see the truth. We have to look at our friendships in a way to see our truth, to understand our truth, and to be there with our truth. And each one of these friendships need to be examined separately. And I'm not saying that all your friendships should be under the microscope, okay? So don't get me wrong. I'm just saying you probably have a friendship in mind right now that may have augmented or changed. Or maybe things aren't the same, or the communication's not the same, or just in general, the relationship just seems off. You know, if that's the case, what is going on? What is happening? What has changed in the relationship? Can you put a finger on the pulse? Have you augmented or changed the relationship? You know, have things changed in your life and you're acting differently in this relationship? Has things changed in their life and they're acting differently in the relationship? All these things have to be examined, you know, before coming to the table to have this communication of what's happening and what you're seeing. And so we have to see it clearly. Because some of these relationships you've had for a very long time. You know, long-term relationships. And over that time, there's a lot of things that happen. So there's a lot of things that happen. There's a lot of water under the bridge, good, bad, and different. And so we're having to kind of walk through the situation and see it clearly without judgment. We also have to see it clearly without just looking at the age of the relationships. Many times we look at, oh, well, I've been friends with this person for 20 years. I've been in 20 years. And 20 years is a long-term relationship. That's great. But if there's changes that need to be made in the relationship, we need to make them. You know, we need to make them. We need to start making them now. We need to start making them. And we have to get to that point where we are. And until we get there, you know, we need to get to the point where we are and we're happy about where we are. And that's something that we need to analyze. That's something that we need to begin to see. What are the things that we can do to make changes in our life, to augment our life with these friends that we can actually grow a deeper, more successful, more fulfilling friendship? And that's in every relationship, whether it's your marriage, your best friend, you know, your mother, your father, your aunt, you know, whoever. It's about how do we make it better? And what do we see? What would make it better? What are the things that would contribute to a better relationship? How do we get there? And what part are we playing? Because we're all playing a role here. Whether we're playing the codependent role where we don't want to say how we feel because we're fearful of how it's going to sound, because we don't say how we feel, or we don't express ourselves out of worry and fear that the other person is going to leave us. And we have to do this tactfully and skilled, but at the same time, at some point, it has to come out. At some point, the communication has to come out. And that's key. And that's key. And that's what we really, really need to think about. And what are the places in your life? What are the aspects of that friendship that need to be augmented? What are the things that could change or augment? What are the things or that need to be looked at or observed? And that can go a long way. That information in and of itself could help us to really understand. But to also, if you have these long-term friendships, and there are some issues in these friendships, the issues that are taking place in the friendship is not adding to the quality of the friendship. The issues are taking away from it and causing strife. So it's already causing strife in the relationship, and that's the issue. So it's causing strife, it's causing pain and suffering, and that in and of itself is an issue. And so, you know, we got to get to that point of how do we get there? What do we do to make those changes? And what can we do to augment that relationship? And so it's like looking at it, because we can't just live in the past. A lot of old relationships, even though you might hang out often, live in the past. We're talking about past events, past situations. We're not growing. We just keep talking about the past. And each time we talk about the past, we don't really grow as a relationship. We don't grow. We don't thrive. We just keep on doing the same thing and expecting different results. And that doesn't work. And so we got to make these changes, but we got to begin clearly seeing it for what it is. If there was something that changed, why did it change? How did it change? At what point did it change? Can we change? You know, let's look back at that and see what determined that. Was there something that led to that? Was there something that triggered the situation? These are all very valuable observations that we have to understand and grow from. And so, you know, our relationships make up so much. And when we return, I really just want you to think about, first off, seeing the relationship clearly. See the role that you play. See the part that the other person plays. What parts are you both playing? And then how is this becoming the interaction of the perfect storm to continue what's happening that we actually want to augment and change? When I return, I'll be talking more about that, as well as the gratitude pieces and a couple of pieces of homework for you to think about and pontificate on later on after the show is over. So hopefully you can share this show with any family or friends that you think are resonating with this type of frequency and needing this information, because it'll be helpful to them as well. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Wow. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about new year, new and improved you, how to have that new and improved self here, and how we get that. And that's from really working on our relationships and really figuring out what it is that we actually want to improve in our relationships and what role and part am I playing in that relationship that needs to be augmented. What role or part is the other person playing in the relationship that needs to have some change and work? And then how are we interacting together to create this perfect storm? And whether it's with the family dynamic, with friends, with significant other, even with people at work, you know, it's about really focusing on that and trying to figure that out. Because that's going to make our life a lot better. That's going to help us overall to create the life that we've always wanted and to be able to see our life truly and to see what we're really actually dealing with. Because I know that we all want to make our relationships better. We all want to have these lasting, positive, amazing relationships in our life. And our relationships make us happier and healthier, or it can drain us and make us feel pain and suffering. So we definitely want to take that part out for sure. So we're definitely looking to make those better. And I want us to really look at that. So really writing some of that down. You know, if there's a relationship, you know, if there's something in your marriage that you want to bring up, how do you bring it up? Looking at the way that y'all have communicated in the past that has worked and not worked. How do we structure this? How do we move forward? Do you need to get extra help? Do you need to hire a coach like me or somebody in that arena or a therapist or, you know, look to your minister to really get some information to? And if you're looking to work with me, just go to Ashley Burgess, AshleyBergess.com. AshleyBurgess.com. Just click on that, you know, coaching sessions, and you can find out all the information you need. In the meantime, you know, thinking about that, what needs to be done? Because, it, you know, we need to end the struggle by working to solution. And the last piece that I want to bring up today, before I bring up the little bit of homework, is the gratitude piece. And I want you to think about, because we can sit there and think about all day and all night about what's not working and the relationships that aren't working for us or the things that need to be changed. But in the end, there are some things in our life right now that are seriously working. There are some things in our life that are working right now that are really working. Can we look at what's really looking working? Can we really look at that and observe that and see what that is? And I think in that process, you can begin to learn lots of things about yourself, but also to give yourself some kudos and some you know, pats on the back, because not everything is not working. For the most part, I would say that many of you, most of your life is working. Most things are working, at least to some degree, and you're feeling, you know, successful about them. And we need to kind of look at what isn't. But in the meantime, being grateful for the things in your life, the people in your life, the animals in your life, the relationships in your life, the aspects of your life that you are grateful for. And that can help us kind of ground ourselves into our truth by saying, okay, this might not be working, but this isn't the end-all be-all to my life. This is a part of it that needs to be changed or augmented. But in the process, I have this going for me. I am working on this. This is very powerful and very profound, and I can see the value within that. And some homework for you. And I mean, it's not hard homework, but the first thing is I want you to catch your judgments. Catch your judgments about yourself. How are you judging yourself? Because we don't need judgment. We just need to see truth. Having clarity is very different from judgment, because when we have judgment, we lose clarity. When we have judgment, we go into judgment zone. When we have judgment, we go into judgment zone and we lose our clarity immediately. We lose our clarity immediately, and that becomes a problem. So I want you to think about that. How are we losing our clarity immediately? How is this happening? I want you to look at that and see that. Another aspect of the homework I want you to think about is to remember, I can't change other people, and see where you might be trying to change other people in your life. Where and what aspects are you trying to change others, and where is that getting us? And then also realizing on the flip-flop, but I can change myself. So maybe some of the energy and time that we're using to try to get people to change, maybe we can start using that energy and time to work on our own changes and self. And last but not least, all these relationships, we can't look at it under a timeline and say it has to be changed by this time, or I have to get to this point by this time. We need to be able to be objective and say, I'm going to continue to work toward these goals. I'm going to work toward achieving certain things. And in that process, I realized that the timeline might seem like it's taking longer than it needs to be, but in the process, things are moving forward and things are going to come to fruition at some point, as long as I continue to move the needle forward and to believe in the process and to do what I need to open up the lines of communication to help facilitate the most needed change for the new and improved you and the relationship. Stay tuned. There'll be a show coming up next. Don't miss it. Check out on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify and Spreaker. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.